There are two kinds of people in this world, those who live with shame and those who die from it. On Tuesday, Adelaide Henry would have called herself the former, but by Wednesday, she wasn't as sure. If she was trying to live, then why would she be walking through her family's farmhouse, carrying an Atlas jar of gasoline, pouring that gasoline on the kitchen floor, the dining table, dousing the settee in the den? And after she emptied the first Atlas jar, why go back to the kitchen for the other jar, then climb the stairs to the second floor, listening to the splash of gasoline on every step? Was she planning to live or trying to die? There were 27 Black farming families in California's Lucerne Valley in 1915. Adelaide and her parents had been one of them. After today, there would only be 26. Adelaide reached the second floor landing. She hardly smelled the gasoline anymore. Her hands were covered in fresh wounds, but she felt no pain. There were two bedrooms on the second floor, her bedroom and her parents'. Adelaide's parents were lured west by the promise of land in this valley. The federal government encouraged Americans to homestead California. The native population had been decimated, cleared off the property. Now it was time to give it all away. This invitation was one of the few that the United States extended to even its Negro citizens. And after 1866, the African Society put out a call to colonize Southern California. The Henrys were among the hundreds who came. They weren't going to get a fair shot in Arkansas. That was for damn sure. The federal government called this homesteading. Glenville and Eleanor Henry fled to California and grew alfalfa and wild grass, sold it to cattle owners for feed. Glenville studied the work of Luther Burbank, and in 1908, they began growing the botanist's Santa Rosa plums. To Adelaide, the fruit tasted of sugar and self-determination. Adelaide had worked the orchards and fields alongside her daddy since she was 12, labored in the kitchen and the barn with her mother for even longer. 31 years of life on this farm. 31. And now she would burn it all down.
"Ma'am,"
Adelaide startled at the sound of the wagon man.
"Good Lord, what is that smell?"
He stood at the front entrance, separated from the interior by a screen door and nothing more. Adelaide stood upstairs at the threshold of her parents' bedroom. The half-full Atlas jar wobbled in her grip. She turned and called over the landing.
"Mr. Cole, I will be out in 5 minutes.
She couldn't see him, but she heard him. The grumble of an old Black man, barely audible, but somehow still as loud as a thunderclap. It reminded her of her father.
"That's what you said 5 minutes ago."
Adelaide heard the creak of the screen door's springs. A vision flashed before her. Mr. Cole coming to the foot of the stairs, and Adelaide dumping the remaining gasoline right onto his head. Adelaide reaching for the matches that were in her pocket, lighting one, and dropping it right onto Mr. Cole. Then, combustion. But she didn't want to kill this old man. So she called out to him instead.
"Have you got my trunk into the wagon yet?"
she called. Quiet, quiet. Then the sigh of the screen door being released. He hadn't stepped inside. He called to her again from the porch.
"I tried,"
he said,
"but that thing weighs more than my damn horse. What did you pack inside?"
"My whole life," she thought. "Everything that still matters."